This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
Rihanna!
It's the Oscars of fashion, and E.T.'s the only show with Rihanna.
I hear you're having the party of all parties tonight.
All the show-stopping Met Gala moments.
What is the inspiration behind this?
From Kim K, cloaked in all black, to J-Lo.
How do you do it, honey?
And her masked-up makeout with Ben Affleck. Plus, the couples.
Hey, where's your lady? Oh, my goodness. What a vision.
The solo stunners.
I feel like I'm in a dream.
We've been in glam since yesterday.
And all the memeable moments.
I think it took like 5 hours for the whole thing.
E.T. starts now.
I missed you. I missed all this. I really did. I miss all this.
Oh, those Met Gala boss ladies did not just come to play. They came to slay. Or if you're Kim Kardashian, they came to scare.
Hello.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everybody.
Yeah, after the pandemic stole our fashion joy and canceled the Met Gala last year, the Oscars of fashion exploded out of the gate this time around. But tonight's biggest showstopper was who?
Rihanna, because she literally stopped for our show. Rachel Smith joins us outside the Met where they're already taking down the tent with her reunion, your girl.
Oh my gosh, it was the ultimate moment that left me speechless. Rihanna made her red carpet debut with boyfriend A$AP Rocky. She was the last to arrive, but guys, it was so worth the wait. You guys are making it red carpet official.
We're already together.
Yo, A$AP, did you let Ri stand under your umbrella tonight? Real friends laugh at corny jokes.
Wow, you worked on that all week.
And when it's Rihanna, they walk right over and ask you about your upcoming wedding.
It's so good to see you.
Is Nashville still a thing? Is happening?
Yes. Riri's billowing Balenciaga gown is fresh off the runway in July. A$AP stuck to the American theme and wrapped himself in what looked like a quilt.
It represents America, right?
I hear you're having the party of all parties tonight.
I gotta work in the morning. For that after party, Rihanna ditched the coat and went super casual and was spotted leaving with A$AP. Fellow fashion queen J-Lo arrived solo.
Jennifer, where's Ben?
But not to worry, Ben met her inside where they shared a kiss with their mask on. Jen rocked a Western look from Ralph Lauren. Here's the original sketch. 15 embroidery specialists worked on the dress for 12 days.
Did you come up with the look this evening, J-Lo? What I mean, was it a collaborative effort?
Next showstopper, Kim K, in custom Balenciaga covered from head to toe in black. She inspired a ton of memes, including comparisons to Harry Potter Dementors. And when you finally step out of your sister's shadow. Today, Kim shared some behind-the-scenes photos and addressed the night's theme, quote, "What's more American than a t-shirt head to toe?" A source tells ET, Kim's little sister Kylie was considering a gender reveal at the Met Gala, but changed her mind.
Are you excited about the new baby?
Yeah.
From Kim in all black to Lil Nas X dripping in gold after the VMAs.
Am I going to see you at the Met Gala tomorrow night?
We finna give y'all something.
Yep, Nas came through, serving up not one, not two, but three outfits. A regal cloak, shimmery gold jumpsuit, and this custom molded golden armor, which of course brought on the force of C-3PO memes. Another star who made a statement, newly engaged Kate Hudson.
But I really want to see this bling, Kate. Ah! So beautiful.
Kate showed off the stunning yellow square diamond ring she got from boyfriend of nearly 5 years, Danny Fujikawa. Her date was her go-to Met Gala Plus One, Michael Kors, who designed this pink matching floor-length feather coat, bralette, and skirt with 80,000 sequins. It took 4,000 hours to make. Other stars going solo?
I'm hungry, not gonna lie.
Gabrielle Union, starving and perfectly shading hubby, Dwayne Wade.
Where's Wade?
He decided to watch the Bears game instead.
Shocking!
Too bad they lost.
Gabby was white hot. Covered in thousands of circles, this took 1,400 hours to make.
What's the first thing you want to eat when you get out of here, girlfriend?
Thanks, Edie. Real specific.
Obviously, I'm ripping my husband's jersey tonight. I'm also wearing my husband's Super Bowl ring, which is pretty cool.
Honey, be careful with that.
Oh, yes.
Sierra's also protective of her honorary niece hitting the Mets for the first time, Kobe Bryant's daughter, model Natalia Bryant.
Listen, Nani is a star. She knows what she's doing.
I'm so excited and so nervous at the same time. Having my whole family like support me is just so, it's just so nice. And that's just everything.
Megan Fox was without her Valentine on the carpet, going blood red for her Met debut in the strappy Dundas gown. But she quick changed into a shorter red number, meeting MGK at Bieber's after party. Another couple who walked solo but hooked up later.
Who are you wearing tonight, Channing Tatum?
Versace.
Hey, where's your lady?
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz left their hotel together but posed separately, 2 hours apart.
What are you most looking forward to this evening, Zoe?
Getting up these stairs without falling down.
Amen,
sis. We're told the pair of about a month was seen inside, holding hands. He also pulled her chair out for her. They had a long night, seen at 6 a.m. today after partying with Tessa Thompson. But there were lots of couples walking the beige carpet together. Justin and Haley held hands and turned the night into their own anniversary party, celebrating 3 years of wedded bliss.
I'm married now, so I think things just become more adult, I guess.
Once inside, Justin masked up and performed a throwback of his hit, Baby. Baby, baby, oh, like... There were no awkward run-ins with an ex for Haley. She was at the gala in 2018 with then-boyfriend Shawn Mendes, just 4 months before she said I do to Justin. This time, Shawn showed up bare-chested with girlfriend Camila Cabello, who made her Met debut in a stunning purple Michael Kors ensemble.
1, 2, 3, hit it.
Other first-time couples at the Met, Rita Ora and Taika Waititi.
I'm her date.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really, want to do something that's chic and nice and actually just compliments what she's doing.
Also coordinating, Kit Harington and Rose Leslie, who went with an old Hollywood look.
As Brits, I think there's this real love of everything 1950s America, Hollywood.
I'll give you guys a four, and then I'm gonna let you.
Oh my God!
But now you gotta see what my wife is wearing.
Some couples made an appearance night out, like Chance the Rapper and wife Kirsten Corley, who left daughters Marley and Kinsley at home.
It's cool to be around people, first of all, but it's also cool to be around cool people.
It's always fun, night away from the kids. We got a babysitter. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a free dinner, you know?
What was the most difficult aspect of your outfit to put on this evening, James?
Mostly the Spanx. It's the Spanx underneath. They just rolled out of Spanx.
Now to the inspiration behind some of the biggest fashion statements, starting with co-chair Billie Eilish's stunning Oscar de la Renta gown.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
You are giving me Marilyn Monroe vibes, young lady. Is that what you were going for this evening?
A little bit, yes.
A little.
Duh. Meanwhile, Kendall Jenner channeled another old Hollywood star. Her custom Givenchy dress was an homage to Audrey Hepburn's glam gown in My Fair Lady. Hot mama Gigi Hadid was giving Major Jessica Rabbit vibes with a long red pony, black gloves, and strapless Prada that was at times a little tough to get up the stairs in.
It's not the Met without having a little trip.
It's better it happens like quickly.
Tracee Ellis Ross's Balenciaga was inspired by her own mother, Diana Ross's character, in the 1975 film Mahogany. Taraji P. Henson couldn't choose just one legend to inspire her disco-themed Moschino jumpsuit.
Old to Diana Ross, because I love her. Donna Summers, you know, I'm that girl.
Dan Levy's global look featuring two men kissing was described as, quote, what a gay superhero might wear. Oh, 76-year-old rock pioneer Debbie Harry sure answered the call for the night's theme, American Independence. Her Zach Posen was a literal American flag. And co-chair Amanda Gorman and Lord helped set the tone for another patriotic theme.
Tonight, I am a reimagined Statue of Liberty.
And while Emily Blunt also looked statuesque in her custom Miu Miu, her look was actually inspired by old Hollywood actress Hedy Lamarr's character in the 1941 film Ziegfeld Girl.
Old Hollywood.
Well, honey, you
so with a crown.
And there's much more to see from the Met.
Yeah, I'm ready for everybody to see me.
Get ready for the bizarre looks.
She made me a horse.
As well as the secrets behind the scenes.
It's 88 pounds.
Then Jimmy Kimmel's new show revealed.
This is an ET exclusive. Congratulations, Kevin.
And an SNL star loses his cancer battle. We're remembering Norm MacDonald.
This is the sound a doggy makes.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I like to solve the puzzle, Alex.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune.
Who is Andre the Giant?
Norm MacDonald made us laugh for 5 seasons on Saturday Night Live in the 90s, so it was a shock to all of us to learn that the beloved comedian passed away after a 9-year battle with cancer. He was just 61. Good friend Jimmy Kimmel tweeted today, Norm didn't just make us laugh, he made us laugh hard. Rest well. You know, the two worked together on the sports show with Norm MacDonald, and now Jimmy is working on another project out of the sports world. Jimmy, how much longer are you going to do this? You have hit, you're ready to move on at some point.
My goal is to die on the air. I really don't know. I'm thinking of going into teaching just so I can get summer vacation.
Jimmy was busy during his summer vacay. He and his cousin Sal Icano produced a documentary about their favorite baseball team, the New York Mets. Once Upon a Time in Queens makes its debut tonight on ESPN. It's all about the 1986 World Series champion Mets.
If you were from Queens, you were on top of the world.
Their behavior was disgusting, but winning cures a lot of sins.
This is my favorite team of all time. Jimmy was a Met fan growing up. The 86 Mets, they were a collection of characters like we'll never see again. They would fight with people in bars. They would tear apart airplanes. And yet they were able to win like almost 110 games in the regular season.
It was more than just dysfunction. It was just pure madness. There were prisons in which the inmates were better behaved.
Former Met Kevin Mitchell goes down in history as the man who tied the series.
How did y'all play baseball with all those people doing all the crazy things they were doing?
Oh, man, that's how you got to relax. You have to.
Come on, Kev.
You got to have fun before you go out there and have fun on that field.
We know about what happens in the baseball part of it, but
the drama behind the scenes is so amazing.
Yeah, the story behind the story.
Bravo, Jimmy, and your cousin.
All right. Well, now to more style drama with the stars at the Met Gala.
I have 10 million crystals on me right now.
While some went glam, others went, well, unexpected. From strange accessories to major makeovers, we're breaking down the looks.
Here we go.
Then Jessica Chastain on her 7.5-hour Tammy Faye transformation.
Prosthetics plus makeup and hair.
And only we're with Clint Eastwood making history with his new Western.
Look where you're going and go where you're looking.
Supermodel for a reason. Iman, a true golden goddess at the Met Gala. The 66-year-old mixed and definitely matched her Harris Reed for Dolce & Gabbana pantsuit, complete with a tiered feather skirt and a massive headdress. It was a wow moment on the carpet because, yes, the drama is in the details and the stars came to spill all the style tea.
I'm here for the first time. I'm so excited. I'm ready to see everybody. I'm ready for everybody to see me.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
You are bringing me the drama tonight.
Yes, I am.
It takes 5 gentlemen to turn that gown of yours.
Yeah, it's 88,000.
No, it took 100 people over 6,600 hours to make Simone's Swarovski crystal-encrusted gown, which didn't get finished until around 4 a.m. Sunday. Jennifer! Jay Hud, who just turned 40, was one of the night's ladies in red. Her curve-hugging number had a 10-foot cape. In the category of new do who dis, Arena Shake, unrecognizable after chopping several inches.
It's about no makeup and fun hair, and here we go.
Let me see those teeth, young man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tonight I feel like a vampire cowboy thing.
And then there's singer Kim Petras, who's getting the nickname Horse Girl for her look. Kim! OMG!
I'm wearing Colleen Estrada, and she grew up in with horse competitions, and so she made me a horse.
Some other head-scratching accessories. Frank Ocean carried a green robot baby. Yes, it moves. That's some compared to Shrek. Model Hunter Schaefer had a spider on her nose and all-white contacts. And Grimes was ready for battle with a 6-pound sword.
This is made out of melted guns.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is my favorite look ever.
I'm telling you, some of those costumes had my head spinning. I didn't know if that was Grimes or Hunter Schaefer from Euphoria. But between all the action from the Met Gala and the VMAs, Nichelle, honey, I got to go home and take a nap.
Oh, you deserve it. And you looked stunning last night. Really, really pretty. Aww. That girl's been working so hard. All right, now to the red carpet moment that still lives rent-free in our heads. Yes, Jessica Chastain talked to our Lauren Zima all about the kiss that rocked Venice.
I talked to the lovely Oscar the morning after your.
Oh my God.
Well, how did her armpit smell?
Like roses.
Oh geez, Oscar. Oscar told you I smell like roses?
He did.
Well, I do. No kidding, I don't know. We've been friends for over 20 years. He's like a jokester. I adore him. I think because he's a man and I'm a woman, it became this huge thing, but I have to put it out there. I have amazing chemistry with Anne Hathaway as well.
Love that.
And she smells like roses, I will say.
From Anne to Oscar, and now Jessica's got another project to unveil. She and Andrew Garfield pull off some pretty amazing transformations to tell the story of the rise and fall of televangelist couple Jim and Tammy Faye Baker in The Eyes of Tammy Faye in theaters Friday.
Well, hello, everybody.
How long did it take in hair and makeup? You know, when we tested the 90s look, it was 7.5 hours, which was super difficult. 2.5, 3 hours of prosthetics, plus makeup and hair, plus costumes.
I don't pretend to be something I'm not, because what you see is all you get.
We would start by doing dialect sessions together and talking in character. And then we would start sending pictures of the prosthetic tests to each other and getting each other's opinion.
Oh, praise Jesus and praise you.
Another film out Friday in theaters and on HBO Max, Clint Eastwood's Cry Macho. E.T. was exclusive on set.
If you're lucky enough to make enough of them good, you're still doing it when you're 70.
Yeah, he's still got that sense of humor because Clint actually turned 91 this year, officially making him the oldest person ever to act in and direct a movie. He's a washed-up rodeo star hired to bring his ex-boss's son back from Mexico.
I like the relationships. I like the fact that the guy was kind of down and out, and he had a chance to reinstate his position in life. Look where you're going and go where you're looking.
The last time we saw the iconic cowboy on horseback was nearly 3 decades ago in Unforgiven. Dwight Yoakam co-stars in the movie that was shot on location during the pandemic.
I said, what? In the middle of 2020 COVID? I said, boy, you're an inspiration. They're leading us out into the wilderness to go shoot this film.
That's fantastic.
You have to like the characters, even if they're bad guys. It has to be a challenge to bring life to them. Sometimes it works pretty good.
Do you have a Clint Eastwood stare? You know that stare he does.
You have a Clint Eastwood stare.
I do, right?
You do, yeah, she does. All right, coming up, this day in E.T. history, a milestone flashback to our very first episode.
Oh my God, so cool.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Welcome to our opening night, the premiere edition of Entertainment Tonight.
It's incredible that that was 40 years ago today,
yeah.
September 14th, 1981, the very first episode of E.T. with host Tom Halleck and Marjorie Wallace. Now, 4 decades later, E.T. continues to be the gold standard.
Of course it does.
And we are honored to be here
on this day. Yeah, you know, the stars really trust us to tell their stories. And tomorrow, only we are with popular Food Network star Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman.
Yeah.
She talks all about her husband's devastating accident and how his recovery also motivated her to lose 50 pounds.
Wow.
I basically hit rock bottom.
Plus, what is Scott Foley doing to our guy, Matt Cohen? What is Matt doing to Scott? Right?
Yeah, yep. Pulled my tricep, but I still love it.
Sorry, go. Only E.T. is on set of his new Fox show.
I don't know what is going on there, but I need to see how that one ends.
Oh,
don't play with me. Go, bye, come, everybody.
Come, let me see your hair.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.